Although Maine Senator Susan Collins has been careful not to talk about some of the detailed information being made public during the House impeachment inquiry, she is critical of President Trump's public call for the government of the Ukraine and China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. In an interview with Maine Public Radio's Mal Leary over the weekend, Collins said the president's comments were inappropriate and appalling.
You've taken a position you really don't want to weigh in on impeachment because you're going to be a juror. But you've got to be concerned when you see the president of the United States on live television talking about a quid pro quo with the Ukraine or with China to investigate one of his Democratic rivals. Mitt Romney, one of your colleagues, called it, you know, appalling. And Senator Sasse also criticized him. Do you think that was wise thing for the president to do?
I certainly don't. It was clearly wrong. And I was stunned when the president came out this week and said that he had asked the Chinese to investigate his political opponent. That is clearly wrong. It is inappropriate. I would agree with Mitt Romney's word of it's appalling. What I'm trying to distinguish between is reacting to the collection of evidence, for example, from the State Department personnel on the Ukraine desk, and there are different versions of what was said and whether the president linked military assistance to the investigation of Joe Biden's son. So those are issues of fact that we as jurors would have to determine. And I don't think it's appropriate for me to be commenting on the various versions of that. But the president's comments on China, clearly inappropriate and wrong. And another area where I have previously commented is for the president to call whistleblowers spies or treasonous is also wrong. Whistleblowers have played a vital role over decades in bringing to the attention of Congress wrongdoing, ways, fraud, abuse. And we do not want to chill those reports. And for the president to denigrate and essentially threaten the whistleblower in this case discourages others from coming forward. One of the undertakings that the Intelligence Committee in the Senate needs to do is to clear up some ambiguity that is in the whistleblower's law for the intelligence community. There are different legal opinions on whether the Inspector General could have gone ahead and investigated the complaint. To me, it's clear that he can and that he should. In fact, I think that would be the best approach. However, the Justice Department and the lawyer for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence ruled otherwise, bringing his further investigation to a screeching halt. He was able to present us, and indeed we spent 5 hours talking to the Inspector General and the Acting Director of National Intelligence and his lawyer about the whistleblower protections and other issues that I can't discuss because it was in a closed session. But it's clear to me that we do have a role to play in clarifying the law, making sure that there is no retaliation against the whistleblower. And the president's comments imply that he would be eager to retaliate against the whistleblower. And again, that's just wrong.
And demanding to know who the whistleblower is.
Correct, the identity of the whistleblower. Now, the whistleblower may ultimately have to come forward if there is essentially a trial. And but at this stage, his identity is appropriately protected, or her identity, and never should a legitimate whistleblower be subjected to threats of retaliation or called a spy.
Senator Collins, thank you for taking some time to talk with us.
Thank you, Mal.